8 minutes past 12, it's the big day today, isn't it? Cheltenham Gold Cup Day, the climax of the four-day festival. They'll be packed into Prestbury like nobody's business. Sardines, I tell you, sardines. And if you thought the roar on the first race, first day, was big, you want to hear the roar when they go under starters' orders and then they finally let off for the big one. Yeah, it's Gold Cup Day and it's the time when even non-horse people have a look at the papers and fancy a cheeky punt as we all go for gold. Remember this? Going for gold. The heat is on. The time is right. It's time for you to play the game. Henry Kelly, wasn't it, on the telly? Going for gold. I've actually held the gold cup, you know, at Jim Lewis's bungalow in Callowen. I said, where's the gold cup? He says, hang on. He said, Val! Called his wife, Val, into the room in her slippers and nightgown. Said, Val, go up into the loft, get him the gold cup down. I said, it's in the loft. He said, yeah, well, you can't be too careful. I don't want it in the lounge on show. She went into the loft and got the gold cup down, and I held it. Marvellous. Marvellous couple. Best mate was the horse, as you probably know. Now, listen, there are three Herefordshire amigos who've been chasing gold at Cheltenham now for, well, the best part of 20 years. 20 Cheltenham festivals together. They're Richard Binnersley, Paddy Chave and Will Pudge. And they're on the line now. We have Richard, Paddy and Will live at the course. Let's start with Richard. They're all on the mobiles. Hello, Richard.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. How is it down there?
It's wonderful. It sounds like you should be with us. You sound so excited. Everybody else here is excited. And it's just absolutely rampacked with people. It's incredible.
Does it add an extra sort of, I don't know, je ne sais quoi, that it's also St. Patrick's Day, so everybody's sort of in the mood, aren't they?
Do you know what? The Irish have had an incredible week. Yeah. They're up leading the number of winners. They only need one more in order to win the highest number of winners between the Irish and the British over the week. So, yeah, no, the Irish are absolutely full of it.
And is it true that you sell horses for a living?
The company I work for, Brightwells, have auctions that sell horses, absolutely. And
cool.
But that doesn't mean that I necessarily know the values of horses myself so much, because I sell classic cars and vehicles more. So, horses I have followed for years and years and years through work and coming to the races with the boys.
Stay there. We'll talk to you more in a minute. Let's cross to Will now. Hello, Will.
Hi, how you doing?
Very well, thank you. What's this story then? How come the boys go to Cheltenham every year?
It's been so long that we've been doing it, and I can't remember why it started out. I think we were a group of friends that got together and were probably going individually. I know the first time that I actually went myself was after having a bet on a local horse, New Halen, that came in at 50-1, and I think I must have been over 18, but I was at school, and I came down the next day and lost my money, and I've carried on in the same form ever since, really.
And what is it about Cheltenham, Will, that makes you want to go every year? What's it got? What's the magic?
I think it's just the ultimate race meeting. It's got passion. It's got the people that, you know, they come every year, and, you know, you have forces that run that people, you know, just want to follow, and horses, you know, like Q Card that's running in the Gold Cup today. I mean,
yeah.
I've such a record here, and, you know, like, if it wins today, the roar will be amazing.
Do you have any special traditions, the three of you, Will?
We always like a glass of Guinness or two before we start off the day, and we spend quite a few weeks studying the form beforehand and then choose something completely different on the morning over breakfast.
Of course you do, of course you do. And of course, no St. Patrick's Day would be complete without a Paddy, and here he is. Hello, Paddy.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, sir. How are you getting on? Are you excited?
Oh, we've had a fantastic week, as ever. We all get a house, about three cottages, actually, in Ledbury, and so there'll be somewhere between 6 of us and 10 of us at there at any one time. People dip in for a day and dip out. There'll be about 6 of us that go for the whole festival. And, it's a lovely setup here. And we wouldn't want to be anywhere else, I don't think.
No. I was going to ask, do you go for the whole 4 days? So you're there for the duration, are you, you three?
Yes. I mean, it's something we sort of likened to sort of the race fans' Christmas, basically. It's all the Christmases rolled into one, or you could say it's the Olympics of racing. I mean, the horses running here, they've been plotted all the way through the year until they until they come here. And I think Will was saying cue card. I mean, there won't be a dryer in the house if that winter's not.
And three of you've been going for about 20 years, is that right, Pad?
Yes, that's right. We've done the entire festival for the last 20 years. We've got very long-suffering wives who are happy to let us go away for 4 days. I mean, I'm not sure they'd want to see us anyway. And the important thing now is to make enough money on the day to come back with a bunch of flowers or something else on Saturday morning.
Oh, you'll have to do that. And your friendship has clearly blossomed as your passion for racing has.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, we've all known each other a long time, and it just becomes the ritual, really, and we're just so pleased to be here.
Well, I've heard cue card mentioned a time or two, Richard, but now I'm going to ask you to put your neck on the block and give us the winner of the Gold Cup today. What do you think?
Well, I think I would love cue card to win. I mean, it would be such a fantastic story. I think going back to sort of like the best mate days before as well, when everybody really wanted Derry Biddlecombe and Henrietta Knight to win that. This is cue card. It's the nation's favourite horse at the moment. And I think, yeah, it'd be lovely it wins. But I've got another horse which I think might have a chance, which is called Sizing John.
Oh.
You can get that by 8-1.
Yeah.
I just think the profile of the races that's run in Ireland, including the Irish Gold Cup, might give it a bit of a handily chance. And the Irish seem to be very on form at the moment.
That's Charlie Slater, our weatherman's tip as well.
Is it?
Yes.
I tell you what, can you give Charlie a tip for me as well? Because we're at the end of Cheltenham Week, and in the 250, the Albert Bartlett, it's always really fab finishing Cheltenham Week after you've built up to it over a year. And there's a horse which really is aptly named, which is called The World's End.
Oh, lovely. I like it. Have you got one to beat, cue card, Will, or are you sticking with Richard?
I think I'm going to have to go with cue card. I think it's very open. I like Jack Adam, but I think I'm going to go with cue card, and I think he's going to be, you know, he'll be the oldest horse to win the Gold Cup for a long time, and I think he's going to do it today, and he's going to set the standard light.
And two questions for you, Paddy. Have you already had a pint of Guinness on St Patrick's Day?
We just had the one. Oh, well, one more bit anyway.
Well, I was going to say.
Just gently nursing our second.
Good. Have you got one to beat cue card, or are you going to complete the cue card hat trick?
No, I mean, I think it is the form horse in the race. I suppose an outsider at a price, there's a horse from Ireland, Outlander, which I think might have a little bit of a chance. I'm taking on Vinny's Sizing John. I'm not sure that's going to be.
Well, Felicity's drawn Outlander in the sweep, so it all sort of works. And Paddy and Richard and Will, look, it's been lovely speaking to you on the radio on Gold Cup Day. I hope that you...
Thank you.
Oh, well, I hope you'll all be going to Cheltenham for many, many years to come, and have a great day. Thank you so much.
Come with us.
Oh, if only I could afford it. Yeah, no, I'd love to. Thank you, boys.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Aren't they great? Come with us, he says. House in Ledbury and everything. Mind you, they put a bid on. I don't think I could run to that. Richard Binnersley, Will Purge and Paddy Chave. A Paddy on St Patrick's Day, of course. The three Herefordshire amigos who've been going for gold at Cheltenham for 20 years non-stop. I hope they do well.